/flex.
Yes, indeedy, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to get rid of your thyroid problem. This is it. You got a thyroid problem?
Yeah.
We have a way of fixing thyroid problems. Yes, you go have an up-close personal relationship with a crocodile and take care of whatever thyroid problem
you have. How does that affect your thyroid?
Well, pretty much from the head up is, you know, some guy stuck his... Did you see the story? Some idiot. This happens once in a while. He's trying to prove something. I don't know whether he does this professionally or not. They either somehow open the crocodile's mouth. You know, they have one guy on top of him, another guy on the bottom, hold the jaws open. And then the guy sticks his head in. And invariably somebody will lose their grip or something and the alligator or a crocodile's head comes down and that's the end of that.
Mm.
And that, in a sense, is part of the story. If you go to DougSteffen.com today, there's a video that is now surfaced making the rounds. Jimmy Kimmel gets bitten by a rattlesnake during the taping of his show. And it is very convincing, not a scam, not a hoax. This is a taping that took place a while ago. I did a show for ABC as a promotion for the season finale of Grey's Anatomy. Kimmel was bitten by the snake, taken to a hospital. Two of the doctors were from Grey's Anatomy. but if you weren't watching the TV for that, you wouldn't know it was just a plug for one of ABC's shows. It was really very well done. It looks just like he gets bitten by the snake. That's the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, to help you get through whatever part of the day you have devoted to us, and we are devoted to you. There's a lot of hoopla. So much to do about nothing. This George Lopez Kirstie Alley thing, that also is treated at DougSteffen.com. Here is a clip from George Lopez sort of ripping Kirstie Alley, and then Kirstie tweets back to Lopez. Start with Lopez first, Richie, would you?
She did a nice job. Her little hooves tapping away. Before the show, she went to the market, and then she had roast beef, and this is her going all the way home.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Oh. That's really nasty. That really is nasty.
Especially
nasty.
Because she did really well on the show, from what I've heard.
Yeah, she did do well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who thought she was very attractive, very sexy. Anyway, so she, for those of you who don't know, is on Dancing with the Stars. Who got booted off? Who was the first person to go?
No one yet.
Oh, they haven't booted anybody off yet? Okay. So she seemed unfazed by these nasty remarks. Matter of fact, here she talks about her tweet back to Lopez.
Kirstie isn't having any of it, saying, quote, "I don't need or want your apology. I want your kidney, dude. On behalf of your ex and all the women you've insulted, give it back."
Because if you remember, his wife gave him a kidney, because he needed a transplant, and he cheated on her.
Yeah. As I've said before, there's nothing about this guy that I find appealing. I think he's a jerk with a capital J. He and Newt Gingrich are both in the same boat, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know whether for the same reason. You know how you get a gut instinct? You and I were talking about this earlier, Jennifer, how we have, all of us have a little psychic, some
psychic
people more than others. Right. Yep. Okay, now, the next deal at DougSteffen.com has to do with a real live snakes on the plane thingamabobber. Do you see this? There was the two men were detained who tried to get 40 pythons on board a flight.
How do you try and sneak 40 pythons onto a flight?
The two were Kuwaitis. They were about to enter the departure area. Airport officials say that they x-rayed the suitcases, and they were filled with these snakes that had been sedated.
You're so kidding.
Who even
they told investigators they planned to sell the snakes to collectors in the Emirates. being questioned now.
Oh, 40, my goodness.
20 in each of their bands.
But how big were they? Were they babies or were they
if they get them into a fairly large suitcase, they had to be fairly small. And they shot them. They gave them a needle to keep them quiet while they were riding to Dubai.
Yeah, but snakes don't make noise.
They go.
No, but they don't make noise, but they're rambunctious. They could be rambunctious.
Yeah, they would break out of that suitcase.
Right.
And
then
there were 40 of them could bust the zipper on that thing.
In the overhead bin, I would have 10 heart attacks.
Were they in the overhead bin or in the luggage compartment?
No, they were. They brought them on the plane. They were bringing them on the plane with
them. In the overhead.
To put in the overhead.
How did they get them through security?
They did. That's where they got caught. They got caught in security and they did the X-ray exam. That's how
Morons.
They got caught. Yeah. So,
oh, my goodness.
But you saw that movie.
Hey, TSA stopped the terrorist attack.
Where?
Yeah.
That wasn't done by the TSA. It was done over in Indonesia.
Indonesia coming here.
Yeah, no,
you know what
there.
That would have been? A terrorist attack.
Oh, Jen.
Come on, Roberta. Give me a break in Monday.
Oh, Jen.
Come on.
All right, so.
I have a quote from a couple of the snakes. That's reportedly what they said.
Yeah. So that's that plane, the movie Snakes on a Plane, Samuel L. Jackson,
yeah.
And that was I saw a little bit of that in like 4 minutes, and it just creeped me out.
Yeah, I can't do it. I wouldn't even watch it.
No.
You're
like
the snakes, one who has a pet snake.
No.
Yeah.
Roberta's got the pet
Monty.
Snake.
He's not a python, though. He's a corn snake. Or
Monty.
A rat snake.
Why'd you call him Monty then?
Well, like in Monty Python.
I understand, but you just said he wasn't a python. Why didn't you call him something else?
Well, somebody else named him. I adopted him.
Oh.
So I wasn't going to change his name.
Why did it have to be snakes?
I know. That's
he would get confused if I changed his name.
Yeah, because they totally come when you call them.
Right.
Yeah. What kind of snake is it?
It's actually, it's a corn snake, but because it's not, the corn snakes usually are orange and brown. This one is black and brown, so he's a rat snake.
You know how weird you are.
And generally, these are the snakes.
Perception of how weird you are.
Listen. These are the snakes they usually used to bring out to kids and stuff. When they show, because they're generally very, very hospitable and very
generally,
and pretty
calm.
Except
for that one guy.
But this guy is really a mean SOB.
We call him Matt now.
He lives with you.
Yeah.
All right, Roberta and her stories. By the way, as you can tell, Phil Lempert not here. He's actually shivering. I got an email from him. He's up in Vancouver this morning to speak at a breakfast meeting of some supermarket chain, their annual meeting. And
he'll
said
catch a
it's
hockey game.
Freezing. It's just real. It wasn't real warm in New England this weekend either. I was in an auction in upstate New York on Saturday. It was 19 degrees. The wind was blowing on the top of this hill. For those of you who are listening in Cobleskill in that area, I was over at Sharon Springs, and it was cold. It was clear, at least, but it was cold. Then it warmed up quickly by the middle of the day.
We got snow in Washington, D.C., about a half an inch,
quarter to half an inch
on the cherry blossoms down there. But
so what about the baseball season? There are some games that are played at the beginning of April. There's snow in the air. It can be kind of chilly.
Sure.
Especially tough on the pitcher's arms.
About 4 years ago, I went to opening day at Camden Yards for the Orioles, maybe more like 6 years ago now. Snow, they had to postpone the game for 10 minutes, after the fifth or sixth inning, because you could not see 100 feet.
Hmm.
They had to say, timeout, and it stopped snowing about 15 minutes later to where you could see, and they put the game back on again.
15 past the hour. I'm looking at a new bottle of Lumitone, Lumatone, the anti-aging eye cream. You get a bottle free, and if you aren't familiar with the product, I've been talking about it now for a week or so, this is the cream that can help you get rid of the puffiness, the dark circles, the fine lines, the bags, the redness, all of that stuff that's objectionable under your eyes. Bags fade from view with Lumitone. You'll see a reduction in the appearance of puffiness right away, perhaps 40 to 50% in only a few weeks. Lumitone will diminish the redness, the dark circles, the puffiness. That's what you want, right? This is a very unique cream. It is derived from a soft, silky powder base, non-greasy, non-oily, doesn't have any odor at all, and it matches any skin tone, works under your makeup as a light foundation even. What's a foundation?
Foundation is like the base makeup that you put on,
So you have to put on two It's like putting on paint in a car. You got to put on two coats. Is that it?
I wouldn't say that. It enhances your natural beauty.
All right. Oh, that's better. Yes. Lumitone, 800-894-3302. 800-894-3302.
There you go. Flames causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Coming up in a few minutes, Peter Greenberg focusing on the cruise lines and their ports of call. That is, they're going to different places, and they're also staying longer, Roberta, in some of these ports of call, so you can experience more of the local scene. So Peter Greenberg gives you a lot of people are going on cruises. And the good thing about the cruises now is because there are more cruise liners and because there are more people who want to go, but the prices have been cut because you may want to go, but you may not be able to afford to go. So there are deals, and more deals. You've had a number of deals at your Queen of Cheapbox at DougStefan.com, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, if you want to go on cruises, a really great site is vacationstogo.com.
Vacationstogo.com.
They have something called the 90-day ticker.
Really?
And you can get cruises sometimes 75% off.
Whoa.
You can do a week for $299.
Wow.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Tom Parsons at bestfares.com has it.
That's right.
Well.
He has it, too. Yep.
He has a lot of that stuff.
He has a
so
lot
you
of
can check out what Roberta has. Great deals, including ice cream and French fries today. Phil Lempert has news on the many benefits of maple syrup. I was at on Saturday during the day. I had a busy day. When I came back from the trip to New York, I stopped at a friend of mine who's making maple syrup, and he gave me some, and he showed me the whole process. Fascinating.
It's fun.
How maple syrup, oh, really, and he's making the pots all over the place in the trees. Really fascinating. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Have their tools. Legs to build, let's see.
just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Terms of use.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Give me your hand. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you?
This one. Number one during this week in 1989, the Bangles.
Wow.
This may be the quietest of all of their hits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Kinda,
yeah. Called Eternal Flame.
Yeah.
Are you only dreaming?
Susanna Hoffs.
Is this burning an eternal flame? 25 after the hour, we have little bits and pieces of songs that have been hits over the years, bringing back some memories from you, some emotions from time to time. Okay, here's our next 2020 quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready. Mm-hmm. Ready.
Okay.
Name stars that use only one name, past and present.
Sure. Oh, I know one.
Star, will you be quiet? Just
Madonna.
Don't. Yeah, quiet. Not funny. Shut up. 800. 510-8255. You're my favorite. You're going to lose that position
of
you.
I'm sorry.
You're spoiling
She's yourself. Your favorite.
Yeah, when did she become your favorite?
Hey. Long before
Traitor.
You were. All right, so Roberta is my favorite.
Gigolo?
Look at this. Now she's Richie, your favorite.
You're a cheater.
Wait, okay, can we get to the point here?
Cheater.
800.
Talking about
Cher. 510-8255. There are some new ones on the list. Name, and actually, there's name a new word.
Ooh, I know a new one.
Okay, keep it to your question. Let's let people.
What's the question again?
He's dropping her last name.
One named people.
One name. They've dropped their last name or they don't need their last name.
So we gave Cher.
People know them by their first name. Right, okay. That's the last one we're giving out.
Pretty strong words for a one-eyed fat man.
100. 800. That was in both movies, too, by the way.
Yes, it was.
800-510-8255. I'm getting, you know what? Actually, I'm getting this. You upset me. I'm getting hives.
Really?
Yeah.
And how's that her problem?
Because she's upset me. All right, anyway. Names. You know a famous person by their name or maybe an initial. All right? 800-510-8255. Okay. So also at DougStephan.com today, the link between religion and obesity. I was hoping that Phil would be here, or both Phil and Ken are off today, to talk about this. This story is pretty important. And I don't know if this is about potluck suppers or what, but whatever. Right. Whenever the story sort of suggests, but that's not the case. There's a study, and why anybody would come up with this, who knows. Northwestern University found that young adults who are religious are fatter than those who are not. The main finding, high frequency of religious participation in young adulthood, is that people who spend a lot of time in church are usually obese by middle age.
Wow.
And those with no religious participation in young adulthood are slim.
It's all the wafers at church.
Yeah, why?
American Heart Association. Ken would have talked about this were he to be here today, but the story is at DougSteffen.com. 2,400 men and women, starting between the ages of 20 and 32, for 18 years. The subjects were all of normal weight at the beginning of the study. By the end, however, those who had attended a religious function at least once a week were more than twice as likely to be obese than those who did not ever go to church.
Well, you know what I'm curious about, though? What was the demographics of this study? Because
ages 20 to 32.
But where?
The South, the North, black,
well,
white,
because,
Asian.
Because,
all
I mean,
over the country.
Know,
yeah,
yeah, areas in the Bible Belt tend to have more religious affiliations than the major cities.
28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you thought visiting a cruise port meant having just enough time to buy a T-shirt, think again. More and more cruise lines are extending their ports of call so you can actually have time to really experience the local scene. This year, Azamara Club Cruises has overnight stays in 38 different cities. Crystal Cruise Lines has overnight calls in 27 ports, from Melbourne to Monte Carlo. They've even got two-night stays in cities like Cape Town and Stockholm. That means you actually get to have dinner, check out the nightlife, or head off the beaten path without having to rush back to the ship. We're also seeing more cruise lines offer pre- and post-cruise land packages. And as an added bonus, those packages will include details like luggage storage and transfers. Of course, if you want to plan your pre- or post-cruise tour independently, major port cities like Seattle, Vancouver, and Miami have several hotels that offer perks like transportation and luggage storage as well. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Come.
This Thursday, it is a gift from you.
33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour. Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Monday evening. Could be any one of those times. You're here with Doug and his posse, Doug and his gang, Roberta Fasinelli.
That's right.
She's a straight shooter, man. You look at those. Look at the guns that both Roberta and Jennifer have on their hips, Richie.
You should see the guns that I have in my arms right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Been working out.
That's better. All right. So we're looking for names of women or men who are known with their first name the only consideration. That's all. Some of them are obvious. Maybe some of them aren't. Dennis, you got a couple for us?
Yeah, Lindsay is perhaps the most recent. You've got Fergie, Madonna, right.
Fergie,
Prince.
Good one.
Yeah.
Prince.
Yeah. What?
Lindsay, it's good. You read that. That was the one I was saying.
Yeah, she's going to drop her last name.
Yep.
Not only does she not like her family name, but she thinks she's important enough not to have. When you say Lindsay, does everybody know who you mean?
Trust me. When she's in court, they'll use her last name.
Yeah, do you think that means her prisoner number will be her last name?
Right.
Yeah. Lindsay, 804-567-8923. Hi, Dennis. That's very good. Thank you. Donna in Alaska, you have a couple of suggestions on people who are only using, famous people, using their first name or maybe an initial.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. I did have Madonna, Beyonce, Shakira,
Beyonce,
Cher.
Right.
I don't know if Eminem would qualify. Tupac.
He would,
Usher.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. All of those.
Yeah.
Good job.
Tupac.
Right.
And then I also put Bono. I don't know how to pronounce that. Bono. Bono.
Just
the
like
edge.
Me, Donna. You get a prize just because you're just like me. I don't know how to pronounce it either. Bono. You say potato. I say potato. Let's call the whole thing off. What's going on in Alaska? How are things up there?
It's getting pretty rough. The roads, it's all broken up.
Yeah, because every year at this time, the roads are horrible all over Alaska. The number of paved roads versus dirt roads in that state would amaze most people if you go up there visiting, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, there's lots of rural areas, but right. Where I live in the Kenai Peninsula, which is also Anchorage is located, and we have lots of paved roads here, but there's a lot of places that aren't paved.
How's the new governor in comparison to Sarah Palin?
Oh, great. I think anybody would be better than Sarah Palin.
Wow.
And that's just my opinion.
We understand. That's okay. You can give it, opinions are valuable, worthwhile. So how far do you have to drive to get to work?
Actually, I'm a stay-at-home mother. My fiance, he works out on the platform in the water. So
explain to people what that means, working out on the platform.
Well, he's a cook. They drill for oil, and it's above, you know, of course, it's above the water, and they drill for oil out there, and then we send it out to you guys and pretty much get it back. It's kind of like the slope. The slope, they actually work in little villages, and that's most up top of Alaska. But it was pretty scary because when I was watching the news about the tsunami, they had mentioned Alaska, and unfortunately, we weren't mentioned as much as the other places. But
how much did you get?
I felt like we should have because we, you know, we have men working out in the middle of the water. So
yeah, the platform where the wherever he's working, your husband is a chef on the platform for the workers out there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. How long has he been doing that?
And there's many platforms out there.
So
I mean,
does
he
work for...
on A. I think there's, you know, about 16 of them, maybe.
16
here
platforms.
In this area.
How long does he stay on the platform at any given time?
Well, he's doing week in, week. When he was working on the slope, he was doing 2 weeks and 2 weeks on, weeks on and 2 weeks off.
So they go out and they work pretty much 24 hours a day. And that's the way the crews are. They put him out there for a week, and they take him off for a week.
Yeah, so he sleeps. He sleeps there for a week and then works and then comes home for a week.
Yeah. But they don't have eight-hour shifts. They're working when there's need to be working.
A lot,
they're working.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We actually call it 7-12, so he works not exactly 24 hours a day, but he does 7-12s, which is 7 days, 12 hours, 12 hours, and then there's lots of overtime, of course.
Right.
Especially when he's working the two and two. But I would imagine that the oil workers would be getting a lot more hours than 12.
Yeah. So do you miss him when he's not there?
Yeah, because right now he's so close. He's maybe about 10 miles out, and he takes a five-minute helicopter out to the platform there. And so when he's closer, it's harder, which seems kind of weird because when he was gone for 2 weeks, now he's only gone for a week. But when he comes home, a week isn't long enough.
Yeah. How long have you known him?
We've been together for 8 years.
Yeah. And how old were you when you met?
17, I think, I believe.
Yeah.
And, we got pregnant. I got pregnant pretty young, and so then... he was fortunate to find a job as a cook, and he's been doing that ever since, and he's got pretty far, so I'm pretty proud of him.
Did you grow up there, or are you from the lower 48?
No, I would love to live in the lower 48. We do lots of traveling because of his job.
Yeah.
We're able to afford it, but no, I was born and raised here, and he was also born and raised. He was raised in a more of a village-type area in Bethel.
How'd you meet?
And, We met over through mutual friends.
Nice
over at
romantic.
A friend's house.
It's a nice story, right? And is it true that it's better for women than it is for men up there because there are so many more men in Alaska than there are women?
You get your pick, right?
That's right.
I really think that there's more women than there's men.
Really?
And the jobs here for men, I mean, unless you have a job like that, you're really only getting paid minimum wage, which here is $7, which I've heard that it's pretty lower. But in the villages, I know that you could get like $12 an hour as a cashier starting out. So, but you know, gas prices and everything else is so much more.
How about you pay for how much more? How much do you pay for gas up there now?
Right now it's about $4.50.
$4.50. So.
And it's and it's amazing because when we drill for oil, we don't just strike oil; we actually strike gas, and we pretty much just burn it up.
But the oil, so, I mean, the gas instead of it being, there's so much of it, they don't keep it; they just let it burn off. That's what used to be the case down here, or down the lower 48. It used to when I was a kid, drive across the country, you'd see these flames coming out wherever there was an oil well. Now, that was so stupid because they wasted how many jillion billion cubic yards of energy, natural energy.
Yeah. It's really amazing, especially when they do it so close to villages that are paying like $10 plus for gas.
Yeah, where they run a lot of stuff on, they can liquefy it, and then they can transfer it around, and then they convert it back to
oil.
I go down to Colombia, and a lot of the taxi cabs in Colombia run on natural gas.
Yeah.
They have little gas tanks right in the trunk, mm-hmm. and they just go,
cheap,
they can fill up anywhere.
Very environmentally.
I don't understand why they don't do that here.
Yeah, well, because a lot of people are. There's not enough corruption in it yet. All right, Donna, did a good job. Good luck to you and your husband. How many children do you have?
We have one. She's five.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice to talk with you. The story of a lady up there. All right,
here's
very sweet. Yeah, very, very sweet. Paul in Tacoma, Washington, continuing down the West Coast. All right, so Paul, give us an example of a couple of stars or people that are well-known that use only their first name.
Well, how about Cher? And then we have God. And how about Lionel from the old Lionel show?
Lionel's very good.
Lionel.
So God, what was God's last name?
That's a good one, Doug. That's a good one.
If you were around, when my father got angry, his last name was Damn. Jesus, what was Jesus' last name?
Christ.
Jesus of Nazareth. No.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah, Jesus of Nazareth. They all kept their name of whatever town they came from.
Well, that's the same way with it's still that way. Basically, McFadden means son of Faddens, and the Faddens became from their region. That's where the name.
Yeah. All right, Lionel. He's one of the great radio people. He doesn't have a gig at the moment. He's doing as an internet. You can go if you like Lionel. You can go to I just think it's Lionel.com if you haven't found it, Paul.
Lionel Show, I think it's called.
LionelShow.com.
No, I haven't, and I didn't know that. And you're my favorite show, but was my second favorite show. So I'll have to look that up.
Very talented guy. So, yeah, just go to Lionel. You can Google Lionel.
He's on YouTube a lot, too.
He's
on some TV in New York.
Yeah, you'll find him. All right, Paul,
he's
thanks.
He's a wacky guy, let me tell you.
He's a very, very smart guy. Yeah, he's a very smart guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, does a good job on the radio. I think he's on a cell phone, Richie, and that's the end of that.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, so Lindsay, anybody come up with Beyonce? Certainly.
Yes,
Oprah,
Beyonce was
Oprah.
Our friend from
Madonna.
Atlanta.
I was thinking of W.
Oh, yeah, W.
Right? And Mariah Carey,
And Gaga, don't forget Lady Gaga.
Gaga, of course. Yep. Okay, a couple of quick items, gossip
Elvis.
Items. Elvis is another one.
Yeah.
Very good. Reese, wouldn't we know Reese Witherspoon is Reese?
Nah, not really.
Okay. She got married over the weekend. People at her wedding, Renee Zellweger, Salma Hayek, Sean Penn with Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., Tobey Maguire, yada, 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 yada. Okay. Who cares about that? I'm interested, however, in the last page of the Elizabeth Taylor will and what she's done with her money, estimated between $600 and $900 million. I'll tell you that in a moment here on Good Day. It's now 15 before the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HD HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub by Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in L.A. for a couple of days and going off to Ohio for a celebration at Heidelberg this weekend. Roberta is in New York. Jennifer here on the West Coast. Elizabeth Taylor passed away last week. Pretty much everybody knows that. Her will was read into the record over the weekend, and she had, on the low end, 600-some-odd million, high end, 900-some-odd million. She has given it mostly to AIDS charities. The New York Post says that her jewelry collection, which is worth $150 million, I think that's part of get it up to $900 million, that's part of it is her jewelry collection.
Wow.
It's going to be auctioned off. Proceeds will go to charities. So the 4 children apparently are coming up with the nothing. At least that's what people say. My heavens, why aren't the children getting something out of it? There's an Andy Warhol portrait of Taylor. It'll be auctioned off as well. It's owned by Steve Cohen, who's a hedge fund manager. So it's interesting. You look at this. By the way, also included in her will was a paragraph that had been kept quiet. She apparently somehow or other wanted this. She had information, and she was told that she was not to make it public while she was alive, so she didn't. In essence, it's a story that focuses on James Dean. James Dean told her when they were filming a movie that he was molested by his minister when he was 11 years old. And he didn't want anybody. He told Elizabeth Taylor not to tell anybody until she died. When he was 11, his mother died. He began to be molested by his minister. And it haunted him for the rest of his short life.
You know, I was on
his life, my God.
I was on Yahoo yesterday for a few minutes, and I saw James Dean trending.
That's why.
And I didn't look to see why, and I wondered why it was trending.
There it is, Richie. There it is. You got it. Bottom line.
Wow.
And so all of this hoopla about Kirstie Alley and George Lopez, I just can't understand. You know, it kind of reminds me of William and Kate. We all have different things that push our button, and this doesn't happen to be neither of these two, so I don't begin to care about these two kids getting married. It's swell they're getting married, but the amount of attention, it reminds me of the medium to minor minds that seem to be in charge of the news media, and you look at the coverage of Japan and what an outrage that is. Most everything you look at is misreported, misinformation, and yet we get ourselves, we're very selective. We hear things like, okay, we grab onto them and then we start believing them, but we're very selective. So why is it you believe one thing from a source and that same source gives you some information and you don't believe it? Is it because some of the information agrees with what you're thinking? Is that what it could be? I don't understand. I don't trust any of them, frankly. 51, I don't. 51
don't trust them, Dudley.
No, I'm not.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Hi, this is Christopher Cross. Won the Oscar for the best song during the Oscars 1982.
You got a hammer
Arthur's
in my
theme.
Head. Oh, it's from Arthur, yeah.
Arthur Dudley Moore. Yeah, it was Dudley Moore who was the star of this, right? He's died.
It was Dudley Moore, and now they have the new Arthur coming out. What's the guy's name?
Russell Brand.
Yeah,
looks foolish.
Yeah, that was a great movie, Arthur, the original. I mean, that to me was Dudley Moore's signature film. He was perfect for that part. The movie was perfect for his talent, and it's a great film.
Yep. Chuck Curry is here. That's his thought. He probably has some more thoughts you might be interested in reading. If you go to his blog, which is at DougStefan.com, click onto his picture in the contributors box, Chuck Curry and Entertainment Today and Beyond, some really good sage info that's in there. We have our contest today, and then Chuck is going to tell us how the weekend box office fared. I went to see Win Win with Paul Giamatti. It was actually, excuse me, quite a good movie. What'd you see, Chuck?
I heard that was really good.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept.
That guy's everywhere now, isn't he, Chuck?
He's a very popular guy. He's a good actor.
He's a terrific actor. You know, he's what you call a character actor. But that's one of those films that's playing mostly in art houses around the country in limited release. But, reviews have been real good.
All right. Here's...
There was a major casting announcement yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard. Amy Adams, last seen in The Fighter, playing Mark Wahlberg's girlfriend. She was also Enchanted in Julie and Julia. Cast as Lois Lane in Warner Brothers' new Superman movie. Do you like that?
You couldn't have waited to tell us that until we had all the other stuff done. Now we don't have time for the contest. Sorry, Trucker, though. It's important news. I agree. Amy Adams is a very desirable character.
We do?
Yes,
sure.
Don't we have to have some time? You need some time.
We do, so we can play the cuts now.
All right, here we go. Three small excerpts from a movie. Actually, you'll play one. I think we'll just limit it to one, Rich. First one, that's it.
Play the last one.
Gimme. 800-510-8255. What's this movie?
If I can go that distance, you're seeing that bell rings, and I'm still standing.
Now, come on.
I'm going to know for the first time in my life, see? I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood.
All right. Sorry. You only need one.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. I'll give you a clue from the movie. I was just talking about Win-Win. One of the characters in Win-Win is an actor who was in this movie.
And he's right? actually trending right now on Yahoo because he's releasing a new menswear collection that will be sold at Macy's.
Not the same guy. 800-510-825. No, it isn't. Can't be. No, all right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Tucker gives us the releases of the weekend and how they fared in a moment here on Good Day.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
All right, so, Chucker, what's the scoop on this past weekend? How did the movies fare? Any surprises?
Yeah, there was. It's somewhat of a an upset, as you would call it. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the second one, Roderick Rules, placed number one at the box office, $24.4 million in business.
My son
That's
loves
a good
his
number.
Books.
40 million copies of the book have been sold, so it has a base.
They're fun.
Zack Snyder's new action fantasy, Sucker Punch, got absolutely slaughtered by critics, many calling it incoherent. Did a so-so $19 million of business that had a budget of
What's
around
the movie?
90.
What is
Sucker
it?
Sucker Punch, it's called. Limitless with Bradley Cooper. It's gotten good reviews, 15.2. Film held up very well, just a 19% drop-off week to week, $41 million in 2 weeks of release. The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey. Gotten good reviews and solid buzz, $28 million in 2 weeks, $11 million over the weekend. And the animated film Rango with Johnny Depp placed fifth, 9.8, $106 million in 3 weeks of release. No other surprises. The Source Code opens Friday with Jake Gyllenhaal, so a lot of big, high-profile films will
I want to see that.
Now, aren't you surprised, though, in terms of the Lincoln Lawyer didn't do better or hasn't done so far?
It actually, you know, its drop-off week to week was very slim, I think about 15% week to week, which means that its audience is more adult-oriented and it's going to have legs. So I think it's going to do well long-term.
Mary, what's the name of the movie?
Rocky.
Won the Best Picture Oscar today on this date, 1977. You get the prize. Hold on just a second, and Chuck Curry will join us again tomorrow right here on Good Day with his movie moments, 59 past the hour.